Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Labor Department today says that consumer prices fell in August. The Consumer Price Index, which measures how much Americans pay for everything from rent to refrigerators, fell a seasonally adjusted 0.2% in August from July. From a year earlier, inflation is up 1.7%. And that is a slowdown from the 2% annual rate that was recorded in July. Core prices, which exclude energy and food, were unchanged in August. That's the first time that has been the case since October of 2010. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 620,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 14-15 marketing year, but that purchase is likely to be part of the bigger sale that was announced on Monday evening in Milwaukee, where China purchased 4.8 million metric tons of soybeans among a number of trading agents. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 17,062. It's up 8. The NASDAQ, 4,061, up 2.75. The S&P 500 is 1993, and it is up 1.5. Guarantee your seats at our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference on November 24th. We got straight talk from our U of I experts on the ARC-PLC decision, crop insurance, and farmland values in 2015. And all of our on-air analysts will be on hand to bring you the latest on marketing corn and soybeans and cash grain ideas. Get your tickets today for the meeting at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus by calling 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. Tickets are just $25 and include lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Odile will be the most important feature in the U.S. weather over the next few days. The system is currently over the northern part of the Gulf of California, but will be moving into southern Arizona as we go through the day today. And overnight tonight, we'll likely see some heavy amounts of rainfall in parts of Arizona over the next 24 to 36 hours. Some of that heavy rain will spread into portions of New Mexico as well. So why is that important for the Midwest? Because the system is expected to move east-northeastward into part of West Texas eventually and into Oklahoma, and a small portion of the tropical moisture aloft may work its way into portions of the Midwest as a cool front cuts through the region. Most likely, though, the core of the remnants of this storm will likely churn to the south in the southern plains, leaving most of the Midwest without a huge influence from this particular system. With that said, though, the cool front that cuts through the Midwest over the Friday through Sunday period will still generate some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, and a small portion of the tropical moisture will work its way along the frontal boundary to help to produce a little bit of an enhancement on the rainfall. But no heavy rains will occur in the Midwest. We are expecting rain totals to run primarily a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch in general. But in the corridor coming out of Kansas and parts of Missouri into southwestern Michigan, there may be perhaps some 4 tenths to an inch and a quarter type of amounts of rain that occur, and this will take place as that frontal system moves across the heart of the Midwest and taking place mostly on Saturday. The frontal boundary itself will likely lose some of its potential for producing precipitation as it gets further to the southeast. So as we get into Saturday night and early Sunday, a lot of the a lot of the precipitation that's associated with this will likely begin to diminish, so that the lower eastern Midwest, in particular the Ohio River Valley, may not see a lot of rainfall from the event. On the other side of this coin, it still looks as though the southern U.S. plains will see repetitive shower and thunderstorm activity over these next few days as a result of the core of the remnants of Odile being stuck in Texas and parts of Oklahoma during that period of time. Back into the Midwest, though, after this frontal system passes through the region, we should resume a dry weather pattern that will likely continue on into next week across the region, and another little shot of cooler air will try to come through the Midwest at some point next week, but most likely it's not going to have a great deal of moisture to work with. And so sometime at the end of next week, we may see another round of precipitation for the Midwest. That means that harvest progress over this next seven-day period is likely to be very good, with the exception of that period when that frontal system moves across the region here over the weekend. The temperature bias in the Midwest will also be favorable for drying down some of the crops out there and supporting their maturation. High temperatures today will be mostly upper 60s and 70s across a big part of the region, and as we go through the day tomorrow, we'll likely see a repeat of that with some cooler conditions in the Great Lakes region. It's actually going to be cold enough in parts of southeastern Canada to produce some frost and freezes in Quebec corn country, and maybe a little bit of frost in northernmost portions of southeastern Ontario's corn and soybean country. But I do not expect to see crop damage occurring in the soybean country. And it looks as though the temperatures will warm up additionally after that cold air mass moves through the region. So we'll see high temperatures in the Midwest rising into the 70s and 80s. As we get into Saturday and Sunday, we'll probably see another little round of cooling take place so that the warmest air is suppressed southward. So in general, the low temperatures across the heart of the Midwest will certainly not be threatening over the next week. We'll look for a lot of temperatures in the 40s and 50s the next couple of nights, but 50s and 60s thereafter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey, with strategy planning for future generations to fit individual needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 582, down 1.25. Soft December, 496.5, and it is up 0.25. December corn, 342, down 1.75. Go out to July at 369.25, down 2. November soybeans are 983.75, up 3. July is 1014, up 3.5. October soybean meal, 339.10, up 80 cents. October soybean oil, 33.05, up 24. October live cattle, 156.60, up 40. September feeders, 229.50, down 10. And October lean hogs, 106.47.5, and they're down 40. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
We are hearing that in central Illinois areas, in certain pockets, harvesting is going on, and the numbers have been very impressive.
Very impressive indeed. In fact, most of the numbers that we're hearing are record size. I know we've got some areas around us that are going in the 240 territory, maybe even crowding 250. I've heard my worst yield so far was down along the Kentucky-Tennessee border. Those guys came away with about 140 bushel, but that was a droughty area, and that was reasonably good for the area. Going forward, you know, we're looking at this harvest progress. You know, there's pockets that are going pretty good, like you say, in central Illinois, but there's other places, like around me, that are too wet. We've been getting half to three-quarter inch rains every few days, and the ditches are still full of water. So I think going forward, the market is assessing the situation and looking to see, when am I going to see that harvest gut slot of activity? And right now, we're just not seeing it. And we're watching our basis levels really close to see what the hot spots are. And yesterday, we heard some northern Illinois bean basis that was 5 over the board. We continue to hear some pockets of corn basis that's positive territory. So realistically, this harvest pace and harvest progress is going to be a little bit haphazard, and we just continue to monitor that. And that puts the futures market a little bit more on a technical mode. As we talked a little bit earlier, we're looking at the corn and beans. We kind of pushed up above the 10-day moving averages yesterday, but didn't quite hold it. We'll see if the weather forecasts today give us any kind of a challenge. Maybe we can move above that level and stick for a day or two. But right now, that seems to be the order of it. Watch the charts and then watch the weather.
Do you think that soybeans is close to finding its harvest low?
Really not. The thing that's holding the beans together right now is the old residual number that the USDA had on their balance sheet of that minus 96 million bushels. With the $5 basis that we talked about just a minute ago, we're trying to fill that void between old crop and new crop. Once that happens, the market's going to probably get a sense of satisfaction and will probably continue to grind lower.
And the same for corn, same question.
Yeah, I think for corn, yes. The biggest thing right now is we've probably done the biggest move to the downside in corn. Beans still have quite a bit of vulnerability, and I think we need to continue to look at that 2015 crop in the beans because we're probably going to see a structural shift in acres between corn and beans.
South America is going to plant a whole lot of beans, probably.
Yes, they are. We've heard that from several different angles. I think the only thing that would screw them up would be too wet of a weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick, December corn, 342, down 1 3/4. July is 369.5, down 1 3/4. November soybeans are 983.5. They're up 2 3/4. And July is 10 to 14.25, up 3 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.